Ah, there we go. Okay. Goals of this talk is, first and foremost, and I'll spend most of the time on this, the why. If you understand the why and what it can mean for you, then we can talk more about the how. But if you think it's a waste of time or you don't understand the how, benefit your business, then it's useless, right? So, and then I'll dive into specific scenarios in which social media has actually helped a few companies we work with not only attract team members, but also attract new business opportunities within the B2B space. Okay, a little bit about myself. I'm a Michigan State alumni. I have a very important game to watch at 2:45, and I'd love to answer questions after this at 2:45, as long as there's a TV in front of me and a beer in front of me. All right. And then went into finance undergrad, got an MBA there, went to Huddig Building Products, and I found my love for industries that still were done based on a handshake. Traveling across the country, meeting a lot of very good people, and being, you know, growing up where texting was starting to happen and we're starting to get these smartphones and this stuff, that everything was still done on a handshake, and that was my introduction to the whole building industry and anything that supplies to it. Went on to ITW and then developed a company where I saw a gap in not just marketing but human communication between, you know, the way we sold or the way we try to get people to work for our businesses and stuff. I saw a lot of businesses doing things amazing, relationship building traditionally, but then kind of missing the gap on the technology side. That's a little overview on 21 Handshake. We work specifically with traditional businesses to help them kind of bridge the gap. You have to be very good at relationships in the offline world for us to work with you, so we can port that over to the online world. A little bit about myself here, writing for LBM Journal. I've gone to the International Builder Show since every year since 2006, and I do love the overall industry. All right, just a little quick overview. This is where 21 Handshake, these are companies that I'm also a part of, where we're doing the kind of stuff we'll talk about today in medical supplies, B2B. We're doing stuff with CBD oil, and we're doing stuff, obviously, strategic consulting. We're using some of these strategies we're talking about, and then also a real estate development company. So the only reason I tell you this is I'm not a marketing guy. I just like to build relationships, and I can't do it all face-to-face. So that's why 21 Handshake was born, to help me do these other things. All right, what is this? On the picture. Smartphone, right? You guys are good. So answer could include iPhone, smartphone, internet browser, right? Texting device, inbox. A variety of tools, apps, whatever, you know, even games. Or the thing that you just give your kids when you can't deal with them anymore. All right? So this is the why. The best description I've heard of a smartphone is the remote control of our lives. All right? Because of this phone, this smartphone, every person who has one has control over their user experience. It's a TV with no commercials, right? We can get anything we want via that phone. Moving forward, and I'll bridge this gap here. What are these companies selling? Okay, I'll go through it. Amazon, Wag, if you're not familiar with them, we have a dog. My wife thinks it needs to be let out every 25 minutes, so I have dog walkers that come to our house. Uber, you're familiar with, I'm sure. Netflix, Porch. Shipt is a grocery service that gets delivered to you. They're selling many different things in many different industries, but the main thing that they're nailing is our precious asset as a human, and that is time. All right? So in the last 10 years, we've had this huge shift, okay? Everybody has their own remote control that they can control their lives, and they're willing to pay for their time. Okay? Most people have grown accustomed to making their decisions on their time. Not our time as business owners or people running businesses, right? On their time. So what does this mean? Now granted, don't worry now, because I talked about some companies that are unlike you. They'll pull your hair out. Favorite movie ever, I have to include Tommy Boy every time I do a talk. result. So those companies are purely digital for the most part, right? Your business is not. But here's something that we have to understand about this is they're all building relationships in different ways. Let's talk about relationships. That is what is amazing about businesses in this industry is the face-to-face, the fact, you know, you all come together and still meet many times a year, which is awesome, right? Some of you guys have known each other for decades. It's super cool, and it's probably no different with your vendors and no different with your employees and no different with your customers, right? In order to create a relationship where the best ones that you're talking about, they know, like, and trust you. Your best vendors are going to know, like, and trust you. And the best employees are going to know, like, and trust you. So what I'm telling you, you've done this forever. You've done this since the inception of your business. What I'm telling you is continue to do the same thing, right? If you're looking for new business opportunities, if you're looking for additional talent out there, the one shift we have to do if we're in business is purely going from our time when my doors of companies or whatever your doors are open, our time when we're meeting face to face, you know, having, you know, doing phone calls, maybe even email interaction. We have to go from doing that, being reliant on our relationship skills, on your time, to their time. Because they have the remote control, and they value their time. So historically, we've done this, you know, 250 days a year, 8 to 9 hours a day, so on and so forth, right? Doing business through a prospect, when, you know, during business hours, when somebody could actually talk to someone, okay? This is not being replaced, right? This is still going to happen, but there's a gap of 24/7 that we need to figure out how to start, continue, nurture, reach out to new people using the tools that are available to us, because we already have the relationship skills if you're in this business. All right, and here's a data fact when we talked about this. So this one's staggering. In 1970, it took an average of 5 touch points to generate a sale or some kind of yes, okay? 2019, it's over 20 because we have access to so much information. So 5 touch points to get a yes, whether it's a new person hired, whether it's the opportunity to, you know, quote a new project, whatever that is. 2019, all the way to that level, okay? What does this mean? What this means is today's businesses should not keep anyone waiting when it comes to being known, like, and trusted, because they have access to time. They have access to information all the time. Face-to-face is still the best thing. Phone calls are amazing. Emails are great. Anything where you have direct control, where I can sit across from you and use all 5 of my senses as a human, that's the best. But the moments leading up to that are getting harder and harder to get those opportunities because of the remote control and our precious, precious viewpoint on our time. So that's why we call it the ultimate middleman. Or woman, right? Well, the ultimate middleman, okay? It's no different. You're building a relationship, but because of technology, there is a device in between you sometimes. Businesses need to place the click to when modern-day prospects are using their remote control, and the stat is 4 hours a day. As a United States, as a citizen in the United States, you on average use your phone or staring at your phone 4 hours a day. The way we engage online and earn an opportunity to ideally meet face-to-face or continue to nurturing the things face-to-face is going to come from how well we can engage online when we're not there face-to-face. And social media, if I do not have your phone number, so I can't call you, and I can't get a meeting with you, and I can't even text you, right? Social media is the place where we can start a connection. Maybe not finalize a deal, but we can start, and you can learn who I am, and I can learn who you are, and we can start the dialogue there, predicated on the content that I put out for you to learn about me, my company, or whoever else. All right, we're going to go through a quick stats. The average United States user is using social networks. This is age. This has nothing to do with age. 116 minutes a day. 71% of the United States is on Facebook and checking it 8 times a day. The average time spent is 35 minutes a day. That is so staggering. And Instagram, obviously owned by Facebook, is becoming a fastest-growing social platform and something that is would be very valuable for you guys. And then also when it comes to other things that we do on our phone, we're either looking at our email, we're either texting, we're either making a phone call, and we're either checking out social networks. And the, one of the last main things that we do is we're actually searching for something. We have specific intent. So wouldn't it be cool if you could start a relationship based on somebody searching for some of your stuff? And that Google obviously owns YouTube and is the second largest search engine. All right, back to this. Human touch points. 1970, roughly. Maybe I saw an ad or read something in a newspaper article or something like that. Maybe we picked up the phone and then we met face to face. And then maybe you talk to your friends, right? Social proof, still, I mean, the best form of marketing is still word of mouth, right? Maybe you did extra homework. We met again in a phone call to tell me that you said yes, or you'll come work with us, or you'll buy whatever it is, whatever I have to sell. Statistically, this is what's happening. We're doing research on our tablets, on our computers, and we're doing email, we're talking to our friends. This is happening a lot. On social networks, we're asking. We're maybe looking at publications, we're listening to podcasts. And then that white one right there could be a chat box. Maybe we message you, and I have a story to tell you about this in a second. And then we're going to go do our own homework. And then we're going to reach out to you, and then we're going to maybe call. Maybe we'll meet face-to-face, but then maybe not. All right? Now, in this industry, plenty of opportunity still to be face-to-face. Still, that's not going away anytime soon. But I would like you to ask yourselves, how can I help the market that I want to serve? Or how can I show them who we are? Because we're more than a business. We're comprised of a bunch of good people that, you know, honestly, a lot of your people have never met your customers because maybe they're not in outside sales, right? Well, gosh, how could we build a relationship with them, with the whole business, even before we got to the point where they reached out and said hi, or they reached back out and they gave us the next order? And the tools are there for you to do that and introduce those people and continue to build those relationships. So one quick fact, every time there is a human interaction today statistically, this is B2B, by the way, this is business to business, every time there's a human touch point where you actually have control over the conversation, whether it's phone call, text, meeting, email, something like this, people are going to go back and do homework on you. 2 to 5 touch points, some kind of piece of content interaction in between that face-to-face. So what is social media to you? It is not pictures of food to you, right? It is not, I don't care that you went to the grocery store. Congratulations, that's amazing. It's not what it is, right? It's a place where you can start being more well-known, more liked, and more trusted, even before they get a chance to meet you. Maybe you can introduce people to, if you're looking to recruit, maybe you can introduce them to other people that are in your business that they'll be working with, right? Wouldn't it be nice to walk in the door and say, hey, I kind of already know the 7 people I'm going to be working with because I've watched a few hours of content on them online. They seem like fun. We should have filled out our brackets together, right? It is your digital sales channel for you operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to create and nurture relationships, and we're doing it on their time. We're doing it, you know, I'm hitting people with video content, targeted video content on Facebook or on Instagram or on LinkedIn, and I'm doing it 9:00 at night when maybe they're watching The Voice and there's a commercial. Or if you're like me, you don't want to watch The Voice, but you want to sit next to your wife, so you're looking at your phone and she's watching the TV, and that's the moment where I want the relationship to continue. I don't want that to be a gap in the relationships that we build, right? So social media to you is the avenue to where you can build a relationship, whether it's start, create, nurture, when you're not face-to-face. It does not replace face-to-face, okay? And your social media account should tell the story of your brand, your business, your people, and most importantly, show, not tell, why people should know, like, and trust in the moments where you cannot be directly engaged with them, which is about 98% of the time we aren't in front of our prospects, or we're not in front of our, you know, key customers, or we're not in front of our future employees. All right, recruiting story. This is B2B business. in the Northeast. Ted. Person's name is Ted. I'm not going to give you his last name, so I'm distracting you by putting a cartoon up there. Ted's 28 years old, moves to a city 900 miles away, reaches out to a company and asks for an interview. It was our client's company. Upon the completion of the interview, he says to management, "I've already done months of research. I've already done the homework. If you hire me, I'm in. And by the way, can I meet Richie and John?" Okay. I haven't asked Ted directly, but I think it was 10 to 20 hours of research he did on a few different companies that were in the space when he knew he was leaving Florida and going to Boston. Tim was pre-sold on the company on the first interview, and it happened via content, and nobody knew it was happening. We just put a lot of very good, rich content out there, and we just told people's story. We just documented. We basically just shared what goes on in the business every single day, and we made it public. And who knows, Ted was following along, and Ted is a new team member to this company. Sales opportunity, okay? This is a metal fabricator, B2B, $35 million in sales. Prior to 2014, the company was doing everything traditionally, classic, successful business. And who am I to walk into a successful business and saying, "Hey, I've got a couple ideas for you," right? I have not built a $35 million company, but I would like to help you build more relationships that you can figure out how to be meaningful to your business. So what we did is, obviously they had a desire to see what else was out there. We got one prospect, one that we'll talk about this story, and this individual initially engaged us on Facebook from his wife's account because he didn't want to be known. He interacted in a fake name on the website via chat box we installed, okay? Because I don't even want our prospects to have to go from computer to this. I'd rather just keep them typing, because that's how lazy we are. But the chat box has really worked a lot, so it messages in a few questions. This person, we can track this with the software we use, read 12 blogs, watched 5 videos, reviewed 3 spec sheets. This was over the course of a couple months. After 4 months and dozens of touch points within the business, we estimated it was like 40 to 50 when it all summed together. No phone call. Don't send your outside sales team. I don't want to talk to anybody yet. I'm doing my own homework on my own time. First sales meeting, our client had the opportunity to quote 20 items in one. 4 years later, this customer spends $4 million at the highest gross profit margin that they have for any of their clients at 41%. Okay? The inside sales, the engineers, the customer service people did most of the selling. That person was also, at the time, 64 years old. So with that, by companies putting out content and be able to download that without the human interaction, it got that company closer to the finish line. So the takeaway from this is to learn about you and about your business. You know, don't make me wait to meet you. Share it with us so we can find it when we can't meet face to face. Because people are going to digest your content or learn who you are, driving in their car, using the public transportation system, waiting for a doctor appointment, working out at the gym, sitting in the park at lunch break. Like, this is all people, you see it every day, their face is in the phone, right? During TV break of March Madness, right? All right. So this is your opportunity to continue to do the things that you've done to make your business successful to this point. But all you're doing is just documenting and sharing on the platforms that get so much attention that it's just crazy. So I talked a lot about the why, and then I understand some of this is a how issue too. With time constraints, I would love for you to reach out to me directly on any kind of how questions or something like that. Feel free to answer those. I'd be happy to do that. And I can also take a couple questions right now. Can I, time-wise? Okay. Yes, sir. Great question. We have a process that we follow. It's about 9 steps, and that the website is a part. The answer is yes. Your website is your online real estate you own. Facebook can shut you down tomorrow. Instagram can shut you down tomorrow because you don't own that, but you do own your website. So I would refer to that as your digital hub. And then anywhere you go get traffic to bring back to your hub is a social network, is a search engine, is an email strategy. But yes, and I am a big believer. I'm a big believer of having a chat box on your website. Just every time we've done it, it's worked because you don't have to change behavior. But there is an operational hurdle of getting inside sales to say, I don't have time for that. But then they're answering the phone, too. So there's an operational thing that I can help you out with a couple tips. Yeah, go ahead. You're good. Yes, a chat box is something that pops up on the site that says, hey, would you like to talk to somebody? Like a customer service chat box. Yes, yes. It's basically somebody texting, emailing back and forth in real time. If you're not there, then it just goes to email. A blog is where you would share updates and continue to update your website and share recent events, talk about products, talk about services, new hires, that kind of stuff. That's the area of your website in which you're going to continually provide fresh content. Sure. Go ahead. Good question. So I'm going to answer that question. We have a in our for the marketing company, we have an agreement in our contract that says what you think it matters, what we think matters, but what the consumer wants trumps everything. No presidential pun intended, right? So that is the meal. With that said, produce as much content as you can, and you don't need our video company. You have every one of you. If you have a smartphone, you have a very good camera. You turn it horizontal. You press go. You tell your story. You document something, and the first thing that most people do is overthink it. Just press play, share it, and the market will tell you what they think of it. So I guess the long-winded, there's room for all of it. Should your brand story be a more well-done video? Yeah, maybe. But then, what I'm telling you to do, everybody can do themselves without a marketing company's help at all by just a couple people working together a couple hours a week. Oh, gosh. The best platforms I would recommend, the top three I'd recommend would be LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. But if you only wanted to choose one, I would go inch wide, mile deep in one and put out content. That question, when you say that question to me, I'm going to ask you, how much content are you going to produce? Because that's the challenge of social media is the content to use, right? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Depending if we're doing video, and that's the cool thing, if you do a video, you can strip it out, make it a podcast with an audio file. You can take pictures of the video, and those are images, right? You can transcribe the video, and it turns into a blog post. You can get multiple forms of content based off of video. But yes, YouTube, number one, for sure. Good? How am I doing on time? One more question. All right, we got one more question. If there is a question. Okay. It's a good question. Regulatory. We do pay attention to it. I'm actually irritated at Facebook and Instagram right now because they won't let me run ads on their platform for the CBD oil company because of the FDA. The answer is they're always going to become over scrutiny here and there, and it will just adjust to something else, right? Our attention is going to stay in these phones for the foreseeable future, and then if it's not Facebook, it's going to be somebody else, right? For all intents and purposes right now, for anybody, including my own businesses and then the businesses in this room and the people we work with, we are just scratching the surface on what it can do for you. I have no idea what they're going to do there. It's just staggering how much content they have on us, right? But it wouldn't be a worry for me. Oh, I blacked it out for you. Isn't that really nice? It is Isaac at 21 Handshake. I'll come give you a card, too. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it.